This is WUWM. I'm race and ethnicity reporter Taryn Powell. Black people in Milwaukee are generally worse off today than 40 or 50 years ago when compared to Black people across the country in indicators like poverty, mass incarceration, economic mobility, and segregation. That's according to the latest study from UW-Milwaukee's Center for Economic Development. It looked at racial inequality among the nation's 50 largest metropolitan areas. Mark Levine, founding director of the CED, authored the study. The Black poverty rate in Milwaukee is the highest in the country at 33.4%. But according to Professor Emeritus Mark Levine, that isn't the highest it's ever been.
The worst was in 1990 when Milwaukee had incredibly a Black poverty rate of 41%.
But researchers at UWM's Center for Economic Development found that there are layers to poverty in Milwaukee.
But we also looked at extreme poverty. That is, you know, what's the percentage of the Black population that has an income that's less than 50% of the poverty rate? And Milwaukee is, of course, among the worst in the country at that as well. 14% of the Black population in Milwaukee has income that's 50% or less than the poverty line. And we also looked at concentrated poverty, and this relates very much to segregation. If you have a very segregated city and you have African Americans concentrated in particular neighborhoods, and many of those African Americans are poor because we have such a high Black poverty rate, then in fact you're going to have what's called concentrated poverty, geographically focused poverty in these census tracts or slightly larger neighborhood areas.
Levine goes on to say that 26% of the Black population in the entire metro Milwaukee area, whether or not they're poor, live in concentrated poverty. He says that's a stunning statistic.
In fact, I have statistics for another study that I'm going to be doing that shows a shockingly high percentage of Black households in Milwaukee with income over $100,000 a year that are living in concentrated poverty neighborhoods. So that's just another slice at how this sort of what sociologists call cumulative inequalities kind of pile up on one another. And so you end up with even people who aren't poor living in poor neighborhoods, and their kids grow up in those neighborhoods. And even if the kids are not growing up in poor households, their prospects for the future are compromised because they're growing up in a poor neighborhood.
Levine says you can see massive racial disparities here. He uses white poverty rates as an example and says it's different from Black poverty.
If you're poor and white, you're still likely to live in a sort of an okay neighborhood and have access to okay schools, and in the future have a better chance for social mobility to get ahead. So poverty is, you know, you can start with it simply and say, what's the poverty rate? But it's really important to dig down, to drill down into these various aspects of it. And I think what the study, you know, shows is the pervasiveness of poverty and the extensiveness of the phenomenon, so that it sort of penetrates into all these aspects of African American life in the city. And it's something that's been this way for at least 30 years.
Levine says the poverty rate in 1990 was so high because of the economic collapse of the 80s and the loss of manufacturing jobs, which cost African American families and neighborhoods the most. He says he thinks the city has made very little progress on the issue of poverty in particular, and that's one area where we need major efforts. Taryn Powell, 89.7, WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.
Support for race and ethnicity reporting is provided by the Doman Company Foundation.